If and when assailants are charged in the March shootings in Wilkinsburg, they'll likely face 6 counts of homicide, not 5, because one victim was pregnant. 90.5 WESA's Noah Prode reports it hasn't always been that way in Pennsylvania, or anywhere else.
Pennsylvania is one of a majority of states that have laws imposing specific punishments for the non-abortion killing of fetuses. Those that don't, including Pennsylvania's neighbors Delaware and New Jersey, still abide by a centuries-old common law rule that a fetus can only be a victim after it's born alive. That means the murder of a pregnant woman carries no greater charge than the killing of any other person. The tendency has been toward greater and greater protections for fetuses throughout human history, according to a 2014 article in the Indiana Law Journal. Circa 1754 BCE,
if a man strike a woman so that she lose her child, he shall pay 10 shekels for her loss.
Circa 600 BCE,
if men strive and hurt a woman with child so that her fruit depart from her and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life.
And 1680 CE.
If a woman be quick with child, and by a potion or otherwise killeth it in her womb, or if a man beat her, whereby the child dieth in her body, and she is delivered of a dead child, this is a great misdemeanor, and no murder. But if the child be born alive, and dieth of the potion, battery, or other cause, this is murder. For in law it is accounted a reasonable creature, in rerum natura, when it is born alive.
Those readings were from the Code of Hammurabi in Babylon, the Bible's Book of Exodus, and the third part of the Institutes of the Laws of England, written by Edward Coke. More than 300 years after Coke wrote the 1680 English law regarding fetal homicide, the U.S. continued to adhere to its born-alive equivalent. Then, in 1984, Massachusetts cited advances in medical technology and became the first state to enact a law expressly protecting fetuses from assault or murder, separately from abortion laws, according to the Indiana Law Journal article. Since then, 39 other states have followed suit in one way or another. Some require that the fetus would be viable outside the womb to be a victim. Some establish the fetus as victim after a certain time period. And others deem it homicide at any stage of development. Pennsylvania's law is in this last category. It's been in the news often lately. The feticide law could be invoked in the fatal Wilkinsburg shootings of March 9th, and Duquesne youth Eric Taylor was recently convicted of the criminal homicide of an unborn child. At least two states, Colorado and Maine, have laws that can impose harsher punishments for the murder of a pregnant woman as opposed to non-pregnant victims, but don't provide specific protections for the fetuses themselves. The distinction is important. According to Farah Diaz-Tello, a senior staff attorney with the National Advocates for Pregnant Women, she says laws like Colorado's 2013 Crimes Against Pregnant Women Act may be less common than what she calls fetal victim laws, but she thinks they're more in line with existing legal standards regarding fetuses in the U.S.
What that law does is acknowledges the special loss that is experienced by the pregnant woman, rather than saying that fetuses are victims that should have their own set of rights, which is unprecedented in terms of our jurisprudence.
Diaz-Tello says it's hard to say whether fetal victim laws are actually preventing murders of pregnant women.
Fetal victim laws are passed in the name of protecting pregnant women from harm. We know that during pregnancy, women are particularly susceptible to intimate partner violence. But there is really no data that supports the idea that these have been effective in deterring violence against pregnant women.
On the other hand, she says state fetal homicide laws, even those that have express exemptions for the mothers of the fetuses, have been used as grounds to prosecute women who've lost unborn children for various reasons.
So that could be using a controlled substance, refusing cesarean surgery, being involved in a car accident, not wearing a seatbelt. These are all situations that are directly from cases that we've worked on.
Pennsylvania's feticide law passed the legislature in 1997. It's been put to use several times since then and could be cited again in the death of Chinetta Powell's fetus during the Wilkinsburg shootings the night of March 9th. I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.